I want to share with you how to deal with a stronghold in your life. Strongholds are mindsets, systems of thoughts, actions, reactions, and behavior patterns empowered by emotions that exalt themselves against the knowledge of Christ. And a lot of times you'll know they're there, and a lot of times you won't know they're there. A lot of times you're blind to them. A lot of times you're not blind. Sometimes you know what you're dealing with. Now, in a situation like if you're dealing with anger, overreacting to things, if you're put in a particular situation on a daily or weekly basis that releases something inside of you, and that same situation releases over and over again, that person or that situation that you're put in on a daily or weekly basis and you just kind of know it's coming and you hate yourself after it, you don't like that you do that, but you continue to do the same thing. What that is wrong. It's being empowered by an emotion. The hard part's the emotion, because the emotion is empowering the action. And once you do it, you're like, oh, I can't believe I did it again. Then you go to repent, then you do it again. It's like how many times you're going to repent. You keep doing the same thing. But the problem is that's why it's called a stronghold. Amen? Let me tell you something to do. Now, this is not for the guy who drives right in front of you in the car, because that's the spontaneous event. You just have to deal with that the way you deal with it. But if you're in a situation and something's setting you off, it's not spontaneous. You're put in a situation daily, weekly. Now, the thing you can do, you can always justify yourself and stay the same. Amen? You can get real good at justifying yourself, but you'll stay the same. But what you'll find out, you'll never graduate when you justify yourself or you justify your action. At one point in time in your life, you'll have to address that to graduate where God wants you to be. The way to your future is to graduate. Amen? The way to your future is to address. Now, don't go looking for it. You already know it's there. It's manifesting on a weekly and a monthly basis. If someone just sets you off, you know, and the same bird keeps setting you off every week. If that happens, then there's something. You can say, well, it's their problem. It's them. It might be them. But the Bible says, do not return evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen? And so the thing you're going to do is overcome, but I'm going to give you something that'll help you. If you're put in that situation, you know, Monday morning or Thursday morning or Friday morning, you're put in that situation. It might be a family thing too. You're put right back in the situation, and the emotion is what overpowers you. You have every intention of handling it the right way until the emotion starts overpowering you. You're going to need an anchor. Amen? Because when it comes time for that thing that sets you off, your emotions start flaring up. If you don't have something that anchors that emotion, it's going to end up overpowering you. And that thing's going to stay there. And it can stay there year after year after year after year. Amen? First thing, you got to see it. Recognize it. Stop justifying it. Amen? As long as you justify it, you're not going to change. So you have to see it, accept it, recognize, and stop justifying. You can repent forever, but you keep doing it, and that's the problem. The repentance, God will forgive you every single time. And this, you need to know this, too. As long as you hate as much God hates it, He'll forgive you every single time. People might not forgive you, but God will. Amen? But the thing is, you start justifying it, and it's everybody else's problem, that's when you start getting in trouble with the Lord. The first thing you do is stop justifying, and then you're going to need to find an anchor. If you know it's coming, you need to arm yourself with something. Amen? I don't care if you take a little book and write down some scriptures, but you need something to anchor yourself when that emotion comes. Because, listen, you could turn that situation in a matter of 5 minutes and 10 minutes for good. Or you can respond to it and keep leveling a path of destruction. Amen? Or keep responding in a way that's negative in the way that God wants you to respond. So you got to have some kind of anchor, and you need to keep it with you. My anchor is the Constitution. That's how I anchor in. If I'm dealing with something, I'll anchor down because I'm so attached to that thing that's nothing going to pull me away from it. What I learned to do when I'm in an emotional battle, I grab that Constitution, I anchor. I'm so accustomed to anchoring into that, that the empowerment, the emotion doesn't have the power to pull me away from that word, see? Because I know how to anchor into it. Does that make sense? I anchor so strongly that the emotion may want me to respond, but it doesn't have the power because my anchor is stronger than the power of that emotion. Now, you can't be carrying that constitution around with you every day because this happens in work, but you can get scripture, put something on you. I mean, it's just the Bible, or just get scriptures on a pad or something that has something on you. When that comes, you're going to have to hold something and just hold it and anchor into that word. I don't care if it's one or two scriptures, you anchor in. You have to practice anchoring in until the emotion resides. The most amazing thing you're going to find out about this is that your emotions, they are crazy. Your emotions can swing on a pendulum within a 5-minute period, unlike anything. But your emotions can be so pent up, frustrated, just it wants to respond. And when it does, it'll level a path of destruction, especially if you've got authority. You can't let that release. Because you're going to hurt people when you do. You're going to hurt yourself. And you got to hold that. But the funny thing is, you hold an anchor and anchor and anchor, the emotion shifts. And it shifts to joy, into peace, in love, all in 5-minute time. If you'll find that anchor and learn how to anchor into the word, when that emotion comes, you'll conquer your stronghold. It won't take you 15 years. You can do it in a very short amount of time. But if you don't have an anchor, your emotions are going to release and create that action or that reaction. And once that goes, the spirit behind it's going to create a path of destruction. Does that make sense? So you have to anchor. Learn that anchor. Hold it until the emotion stops. The emotions are funny. They have to be shifted. Amen? You shift them. And then all of a sudden, when you don't respond, the Spirit of Christ will rise up in you and your emotions. They'll jump on that bandwagon too. Oh, yeah, we can do love, joy, and peace. I'll do love, joy, and peace. Happiness too. Or we can do frustration. We can do fear. We can do all that kind of stuff. Anger, outburst, overreacting. Amen. So whatever, don't go looking for it. You already know you got it anyway. You know it'll show up. You know it's coming. You know that person gonna set you off. You already know. Unless you're perfect in here, and I don't think any of us are perfect. See, what happens is you get squeezed, and then love comes out. Praise the Lord. Then that's how you know you've transformed. That's how you transform a stronghold. Amen. Find you an anchor. Every time you let that emotion empower that reaction, you're keeping that thing alive. And God is determined to kill it. He's going to cut it down. Amen. And when he cuts it down, you're going to graduate. Amen. Hallelujah. I thought if I could just get somebody to lay hands on me, I'd graduate. No. You have to change and transform. Some of it's easier than others. Sometimes God will deliver you just like that. And other times just working out, needling out. The winnowing fork is just have to needle it out of you. And God gives you plenty of opportunities to face that thing. That's why it's a continual thing. You keep facing it. God's telling you. He's screaming at you. That's it right there. Do that right there. But it's hard to see sometimes. Sometimes we justify it. It ain't me. I don't have no problems. It's them. Might be them, but it's the way you're reacting is what God wants. Amen? It's our reaction. We can justify anything. So you got the picture. Amen? Get you an anchor, though, if you don't do it. Remember, when you overreact, remember, you didn't have the anchor. If you don't have something, your emotions start going over because they compel you to react to them. And it creates the reaction, and then there it goes. Bam, 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 bam. That's a chain reaction, by the way. Hallelujah. I'm speaking from experience. But I'm learning how to conquer something. The emotions will shift. If you wait on them, they'll shift. Don't let them overpower you. But you got to have an anchor. If you don't have an anchor, they'll more than likely overpower you. Get something that causes you to anchor in and not respond. I anchor into the word. I hold that word right here in my heart. But I like it in my hands, too. I like it. Praise the Lord. If you don't think that applies to you, call us next week. See, the sozo is going to help you deal with that. You're going to have to address that thing that comes at you weekly until you overcome. Amen? When you overcome, it loses its power and grip over you. It's amazing. Love, peace. God's not giving you a spirit of fear. Sometimes you got to deal with the spirit that's causing it too. Then once the spirit's gone, you have to deal with the house that he's left. The spirit will build strongholds. You understand that? Deliverance is not the only deliverance, because you have the spirit, but then you've got the stronghold he left. The system of thought, the action, reaction, behavior pattern, you got to deal with that, because that's part of your nature now. It's part of the character, and it's got to transform, praise the Lord. So there's two levels of transformation. You have the deliverance from the spirit, but then you got to deliver what he built. Amen? That's transformation of the soul, praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you don't know what you're doing with, ask your neighbor, they'll know. Yeah, ask your husband or your wife. They'll tell you, praise the Lord. Hey, but you can overcome, though. I want you to understand. Those emotions will make you feel like you can't. But you can. They're just emotions. They'll change. Trust me, they will shift in 5 minutes. You'll get to the peace and love part, the stuff you really like. The emotions are crazy like that. They'll jump on any bandwagon. Whoever's ruling the show, they'll jump. They can jump into destructive, but they can jump into the spirit too. That's why you see people all the time in church and corporate setting, oh, glory to God. And then when they get home, it's like, who's that? You didn't even get out of the building. Sometimes it happens in the building. It's like, what is that? Who is that? That's Christ in you. And then that's the old man. It's really simple. It's old man and new man. Sometimes there's the devil involved too. Christians cannot be demonically possessed. They may look like they're possessed, act like they're possessed. Well, the term possession, they'd have to possess your spirit. They don't have access to your spirit, because your spirit's been made in the image of Christ. That's where the Holy Spirit dwells. He dwells in Christ in you. They don't go in there. But they can lodge up in your body, and they can lodge up in your soul. They can make a home and a nest. They're ugly. They're real ugly. Spirit goes out of a man. They won't go back in that house, that home they built. They won't go back up in there. Because they built a home. If it's a spirit of anger, most likely you have an issue with anger. And so you respond the way they want you to respond. They ain't going to go jump in somebody like Sharon. She don't have no anger. So they build that house. They want to come back, that house. The Bible says they found it empty, swept, and garnished. And they entered back in. I'm like, how did they get back in? The house was empty, swept, and garnished. Well, problem, it was empty. Swept and garnished was good, but it was empty. It was void of the word. You don't go replacing that. You don't start replacing with transformation. Then they're going to go back and re-sow that home. But a lot of times, you're already delivered. But what happens is you don't feel delivered. You do the time you got delivered, but 3 days later, it's back. He's back. The problem is now you're dealing with a stronghold he created. And that is a system of thoughts. That's actions, reactions, and behavior patterns. That's 30, 40 years of responding to that spirit. That don't go away. You don't cast out a mindset. Actually, those have to be turned. Amen. A lot of times we got to feel love before we act love, but you can't do that because those emotions, that spirit, he'll work from the outside, but he'll try to empower that emotion to get you to respond again, to re-sow it. You've got to overcome, amen? Now, overcome, you got to have the anchor. But you can if you understand the emotions do not have power to exalt themselves against the word of God if you have an anchor. But you're going to have to get something you anchor into. I would suggest putting something in your hand, anchoring into your heart. The word in your heart, in your hand, your mouth, the frontlets, your eyes. When that comes, like this. No, I'm not giving into that. No. It don't want you. How many know what I'm talking about? I mean, you are ready to rip. You ever seen the that proverbial husband that just rips in, he's fine. Next night, next day, he's all fine. But the wife, she's toast. He thinks, well, what's the matter? I got rid of that yesterday. We're in a new day, but she's broken down because those words ripped. See, when he comes back, he's fine because he let that thing loose. Now he's back into himself. You can't do that to people. You can't. Amen. And to overcome that, you got to overcome that emotion, because that's where it's going to get empowered. You do not think you're going to live a life without overpowering emotions. You're going to get in situations where your emotions are going to feel like they're overpowering you. You have to have something to deal with them. Amen. You have to have something in your life that's going to cause you not to respond. And willpower alone is not going to handle it. Amen. If it was, you would already overcome it. You will not to do it, but you did it anyway. How many of you ever done that? I have never. You made vows. You promised I will never. Not ever. I'm through. I'm done. It's hard if you do it because the condemnation, the enemy, first thing he does is get you to do it. And then he comes and just pours guilt and shame and condemnation. You dirty dog. Just heaps it on you. Amen. Then you got to deal with all that. And so it's a continual cycle. That's what he wants you in, a continual cycle. But God wants you. He didn't give you the spirit of fear. He didn't give you the spirit of anxiety. Didn't give you a spirit of control. He gave us a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. You could write that scripture down. Put it in your wallet. And when that comes, grab your wallet with that scripture in it. Bam! God has not given me the spirit. I don't care what I feel. He's not given me this. In the beginning, it still might overpower you, but you'll keep practicing. It'll stop overpowering you. How you know? Because I'm learning to turn some things that have been around my life a long time. I'm learning to turn the emotion around. The emotion's there as long as, but God's working all that out too, praise the Lord. But as that emotion comes, I'm learning to turn, and I know if I'll hold the line and not be moved, God has not given me this spirit, but power, love, and of a sound heart and mind. I hold this word. Put it somewhere like your wallet and grab your wallet. Don't worry about what people think about you. When you're about ready and you get in that situation, you hold that, and that emotion's going to shift. And when it does, all of a sudden peace will come in. Love will come in. Power, dunamis, soundness of heart and mind. Like, how could I have been that person 5 minutes ago, and now I'm in this? Now I feel his peace. Once you feel his peace, you got the victory. Once you feel his love. But what you're waiting on is to feel something. But you ain't going to feel that while that emotion is raging on the inside of you. It's an unsanctified emotion that's empowering that storm. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, don't beat yourself up if you don't get the victory the first time. If that emotion overpowers you, say, well, you whooped me, but I'm going to still believe me. If it's stronghold, you're going to have another opportunity. Because a stronghold manifests all the time. That's why they call it a stronghold. It's a continuous thing. Amen? But how many of you have something like that in your life that I'm describing? Raise your hand. You've had something like that. Don't worry about if you got issues. You got to have to overcome them, though, if you're going to graduate. Because God's not going to let all that stuff graduate up. Then you're going to make a bigger mess of things. Amen? You have to kind of identify what's going on and accept the fact that you're not perfect. And not very many people like to do that because everybody thinks they're perfect. Or they want everyone to think they're perfect. But nobody is perfect. We leaders are not perfect. You probably already figured that out. Hallelujah. When you're in a big church, a huge church, the imperfection of leaders are very rarely seen because you just see them up there. So you get a grandiose vision of how that is. But listen, everybody's got imperfections. Amen. But God is always polishing. Amen. He's polishing, pruning, and polishing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you another powerful scripture tonight. You're going to really, really appreciate this because you got to address these things. Amen. God's having as a dress. Because there's a refiner's fire that's causing impurities to come forth. Love one another when they come forth. Because chances are yours will be coming forth next month. Hallelujah. And the A-type personalities, those are the ones that need most of the processing. You know that, don't you? When you have an A-type personality, it's that alpha thing going. It's a good thing God uses the alphas. He uses them big time. However, they require a lot of processing. They require a lot more processing than all the other type personalities. Amen. The alpha personality. Hallelujah. Only the Lord knows how to process the alphas. Amen. But the alphas is the ones he uses too. Praise the Lord. Alphas are the ones that get it done. But God wants to get it done without a path of destruction. He don't want the spirit rolling and the flesh rolling too. Man, the spirit was great, but the flesh was there too. I'm just telling on myself the best way I know how right now. Listen, when you get free, you start telling on yourself. When you're not free, you hiding. Never know when you're free. Everybody, you just free to talk about it. Let me tell you what's going on. Wow, I knew that 20 years ago. Glad you caught up with the program. Been praying for you. Oh, hallelujah, Father. You done answered the prayer. Hallelujah. Hey, it's a good thing when you overcome something very strong in your life. You should rejoice in that because it's not easy to overcome strongholds. Sometimes they got to get plowed out of you. Sometimes there's no other way. They got to get plowed. Like Smith Wigglesworth, you say, God will steamroll you and he'll steamroll you again. He'll steamroll you until there's nothing left. He's not going to use you in the fullness of his glory the way you are. Amen? 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. See, you're not going to be able to deal with this stuff in the realm of carnality and the natural. You cannot. But mighty through God, the pulling down of strong. Yes, I'll say that. The Lord told me, Holy Spirit just told me to say something to you. He said, tell them. I was just reading that scripture. He said, tell them. The way to graduate is to address what he wants you to address. We have our mind how we're going to graduate. We have our mentality. We have our way of thinking. If I'll do this, God will graduate. I'm telling you, you have to address what it is God wants you to address to graduate. Because the old man doesn't go to the next level. Especially the continuous old man you're dealing with. Don't think for a minute that you're going to go the next level with a continuous old man rolling. You might as well face him off. Amen. And learn how to face him off. God will do his work. The refiner's fire, he's going to bring it to the surface. He's going to overcome your justification. He's going to let you see what it is you're dealing with. Amen? Everybody else can see it, but listen, you got 50 people screaming to you. It doesn't matter. If you can't see it, you're blind to it. If you're very good at life and justifying, you have deflection mechanisms. When someone comes at you, you can deflect. Deflect. Some of you get 20 or 30 deflection mechanisms. Oh, you haven't met this one? I'll show you this other one. I mean, you're good at it. Self-protection, you're good at that kind of thing. It won't change you. Just hides it. Sort of hides it. The problem is we all walk in the spirit here, so we all see each other's stuff. When you're in the spirit, you can't hide nothing. You walk in here, someone's hiding, you can see that all over them. And they're trying to hide it too. They're smiling, but you know. We're in the spirit. We all see it. You probably see my stuff. Don't amen or anything. I just know you probably do. But my stuff's changing. Praise the Lord. I found out how to beat it. They're not carnal mighty through God. They're pulling down of strongholds. Now, these are not the ones over cities. These are the ones inside of you. Before you take on the strong man of a city, you might want to take on the strong man inside. It says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Imaginations are systems of thoughts, actions, reactions, and behavior patterns that are empowered by emotions. that are exalting themselves against the knowledge and the spirit and the nature of Christ. And bringing into captivity, see, you bring that captivity, those thoughts, you bring them into the captivity of Christ, and the emotions will shift. And when they do, you'll feel power, love, and a sound mind. When you do, you've won that battle. And eventually you'll keep winning and winning and winning until that thing is no more in your life. It has no more power. You've transformed. Amen. Now I'm going to give you a chapter, a scripture chapter. It's really good. Go to Nahum chapter 1. The burden of Nineveh. Now this is talking about the destruction of a city, but when I talk about this city now, I want you to look at this as a fortified city instead of a city. Look at it like a fortified city inside of you. Amen. Read this chapter like all this is going on inside of you. Okay? It says, the burden of Nineveh, verse 2. God is jealous. See, there's something sitting in the place he wants to sit. And God, the Lord, revengeth. The Lord revengeth, and he's furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. He reserveth wrath for his enemy. See, he wants the place where that stronghold is occupying. Amen? He wants that place. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire. The rocks are thrown down. See, he's furious. He's not furious at you. He's furious at the stronghold that's occupying the place he wants to occupy. See, he wants the throne of your heart and the seat of your affections. And something else is sitting there, ruling the emotion. And the Lord is good. He's a stronghold in a day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. This is a good part right here. Verse 8. I use these scriptures in dealing with some things in my past, and I use them often in dealing with things now. Verse 8. Learn these scriptures well, especially verse 8 through 14. Huge. Well, you might as well say 8 through 15 is huge. You should write these down. Right? God's not given us a spirit of fear, and you can put everything else in there with it. Anxiety, anger, control, but power, love, and sound mind. Write those scriptures down. Put them in your wallet or put them in whatever you carry around. And rehearse them, because when the stuff rises, this is stuff you got to anchor into. This is stuff you're going to have to find that anchor, or the emotions are going to overpower you and that thing's going to stay living. Amen? Now, what's the verse 8 here? He says, but with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and in darkness he will pursue his enemy. With an overrunning flood, God's going to make an utter end of the affliction. He's going to go up into the darkness. I don't have no darkness in me. It's the stuff that you allow to hide. The soul is well capable of hiding things. The soul knows how to compartmentalize. That's why pain gets compartmentalized. Personalities can get compartmentalized. That's where you get split dual personalities. They deal with their issue by compartmentalizing. There are things that are hiding, but God's going to go up into the hiding place, into the dark recesses. He's going to go up in there. He's an all-consuming fire. He's a jealous God. He wants that place. He don't want to wait to heaven. He wants you now. He don't want to share you either. God don't like to share. He likes all of us. Amen? And he wants all of it. And for you to graduate, you got to give him what he wants. Do you hear it? You got to give it to him. Mm-hmm. He says, what do you imagine against the Lord? Now, he's prophesying to this strong man, this strong woman. He says, he will make an utter end, and an affliction shall not rise a second time. I used to say it all the time. With an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of you, and you, in the affliction shall not rise a second time. In darkness, he's going to pursue you. Not just a spirit, but the stronghold of imaginations and systems of thoughts that govern it, and actions, reactions, behavior patterns, emotions. He's going to pursue that whole thing. He wants it. Look at your neighbor and say, he wants it. He's going to get it. Hallelujah. Verse 11. For there's one that's come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. That's the stronghold. He counsels you to act and react. and behave ways that we justify and say, this is the Lord. It's amazing to me how we do that and how we can justify that when the scripture clearly says something else. But it's amazing, if you got something you're hiding, you can justify anything and any reaction. You can justify the way you feel because you're trying to justify the way you feel. You feel angry or hurt or betrayed. You're going to justify the way you feel. The feelings, there's the emotions. You want to justify that emotion instead of turn it. But the way to deliver it is you got to turn it. And the only way you're going to turn it is by truth. Truth has to be there. The word has to be there. You have to recognize, as much as you want to justify the way you feel, it still may not be truth. You might think it's truth because it feels like truth. But it's not. It's your feeling. It's the way you see it. It's your perception that empowered by emotion. That's what you got to deal with. It's the perception issue. It's the way you perceive, the way we perceive. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me too. Does that tell you you're going to overcome? Does one come out of thee and imagineth evil against the Lord? He's a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord. I like this. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet. That word quiet means hidden and secluded. Though they be quiet, hidden, secluded. See, they like to hide. And amazing, after they manifest, they won't go hide for the next time. Where's all that stuff that I just did? Oh, it's hiding right now. He'll be back. He's hiding right now, but sure enough, he'll come back. Just because he's hiding doesn't mean you've been delivered. Just give that set of circumstances and he'll come right back out again. It may not be the devil, just the emotion, the stronghold will come back out. But right as it's though you be, see, but God's going to go up in there where he hides, because you can't hide from God. Amen. And the kind of light and revelation he's releasing right now, he's not letting nothing hide. If you notice, nothing can hide right now. If you notice, everything that can be shaken is shaken. When you get up in the glory like that, nothing's going to stand unless it's standing on the right foundation. And if it's shaken, shake it all, baby. Let it shake. Find out where you are. Find out where you're standing. Because this kind of glory that's about to show up, there's no flesh going to glory in it. It's getting ready. Don't run from it either. Boy, that's another way you want to run. Running's going to get you nowhere. All your stuff runs with you. Running will absolutely do nothing. We are creatures who do not like pain, so our first thing is we run. Run away with it. You get a temporary relief, but then there it is. Oh, there it is. I used to run from state to state in the early days. I wouldn't run from church to church. I'd run from Houston to Tulsa. Then to Tulsa to Memphis. And then to Dallas. Then to Houston, back to Dallas. Run, baby. Running from church to church is a common thing, I mean. But it's all there. And you notice, if you ever ran from one place to another, it's there too. Have you ever noticed that? It's there. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. I want a place of perfection. Not going to happen. As long as you're imperfect on the inside, trust me, you'll find the imperfections everywhere. So you can't run. And neither can it, because when God gets after it, like he's doing right now, God is after a lot of stuff right now. I'm telling you the truth. You might as well know it. He's after it. Just know you ain't all that. None of us are. I'm not all that either. Well, God said, he goes, you ain't all that. He goes, you want to be like me. You want everything I got, but I want you to be like me. Well, he's talking about me tonight. I'm talking about me tonight. It's amazing the phone calls I'll get sometime when I'm on issues. Like, I know you were talking about me. I'm like, no, I was talking about me. There is one that comes out of thee. That imagine an evil against the Lord of wicked counsel. Thus said, Lord, though they be quiet, hidden in school, likewise many, yet Thus shall they be cut down. That's what I used to prophesy. You will be cut down. You will be cut down when God passeth through. Prophesize that God is about to pass through. Prophesy God is passing through. You can prophesy the strong and say, listen, you about to be cut down because God's passing through. When God passes through, you'll be no more. Though I have afflicted thee, I'll afflict thee no more. For now, say now, I will break his yoke from off thee. Now. See, these are things you could prophesy. Now he will break this yoke. Today he's passing through a refiner's fire. Though you be hidden and secluded, likewise many. Yet shall today you be cut down when God passeth through. For now I'll break his yoke from off of thee, and I will burst thy bonds asunder. Isn't that awesome? That's a good chapter to hold right there. And the Lord has given commandment concerning thee that no more of thy name will be seen or sown again. I used to say it all the time. Lord has given commandment concerning thee that no more thy name shall be seen or sown again. You are utterly cut off, and you will not rise a second time. God has made an utter end to the affliction. And here's the result of you winning the battle. Verse 15. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. For the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He's utterly cut off. Peace. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Harmony in his soul. Harmony in his emotions. Harmony in his heart, mind. Harmony in situation, circumstancing. Fruit of the Spirit manifesting when you're under pressure. It's easy to have the fruit of the Spirit when you're dealing with Pastor Chuck and Enrique and Richard. I mean, how are you going to get upset with them? But when you're under pressure, when that pressure comes on, what comes out? I tell you right now, I don't like what comes out. When I get under pressure, I don't like it. That's what I'm changing. Changing the ability to respond to pressured situations. And responding in the fruit of the Spirit. You think that's an easy thing? You know it's not. You deal with it all the time. But you can. And you can win that battle if you arm yourself properly. Amen. Then you'll graduate, more importantly. We will graduate. Amen.